play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back to John Field Gymnasium. First appearance of 2018 for the Silver Streaks here on the home court. And what really seems for like the first time in a long time, Galesburg hasn't been here since losing to Morton. Back on, well, I don't even remember the date now, December.
It was last year, Brad. Yeah. It's last year.
That's exactly how it feels, too. December 9th was the last time the Silver
long
Streaks
road
played
trip
here.
And now we're going to get some home cooking here for a while as well.
Silver Streaks wearing the home white and on the home court. Of course, you know, when you're in a tournament, you do get to wear the home jerseys every now and then, but truly the home feel back here at Thiel Gym, at least for today, before the Silver Streaks head down to a shootout at St. Joseph Ogden on Saturday, where the Silver Streaks will take on Danville. But first things first here tonight, got to get the King Tournament off to a good start. Andrew Anderson is in the midcourt circle with Devontae Sims, and Rockford East wins the tip wearing the road cherry red. And a pass down low to Sims on a bounce from the right side to the left side and a layup by their E-Ravs to start the game.
So they're in a 1-3-1, about three-quarter court. They're going to trap out of it probably. A little different look.
Quinn Anderson across midcourt. Galesburg goes with the same starting five. Carl goes backdoor to Hodge. Pump fakes in the air, made him miss. And Devontae Sims the rebound for Rockford East.
Got him caught underneath the rim there.
Jumper from the left corner, rims out. Khalil Hodge, weak side rebound after the miss by Shaden Clanton from the left corner. Top of the circle, Hodge pulls up and drains a three, and the Streaks are on top 3-2.
They did not pick the ball up. Khalil saw that and knocked down that three out of good rhythm there.
Galesburg comes in 12-3, Rockford East 8-6. Again, they've won six of their last seven after winning the consolation title at the Collinsville tournament. Left side drive, little push off by Burnell, lost the handle on it. Sims chases it down onto the elbow. Fires it right side under the wing. A three on the way by Clanton again. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Fought four, and it's Hodge again who comes down with it for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg looking to build to a 3-2 lead. Dotson up top. Swings it right side over to Quinn. Quinn puts the ball on the floor. Dribbles left top of the arc. Outside pass to Dotson. Now up top to Andrew. Steps inside the arc. 18-footer off the front of the rim. Rebound Sims for Rockford East.
Pace is pretty quick here.
Drive on the opposite end, Burnell cut off in the lane, skips it out. Driving right side, left side, through the lane, into the corner to Clanton. Clanton dribbles right. Clanton listed at 6'5", tall, playing out there on the guard spot. Could be a matchup challenge for the Silver Streaks. He's got it now in the left corner, drawing Anderson out. Shoots over him from 17, misses another perimeter shot, and Quinn Anderson underneath with a rebound. 3-2 Galesburg. Anderson drives, collision in the lane, but a foul on the floor ahead of time. And probably a good thing for the Silver Streaks. I think Quinn was going to draw a charge on that one, but the foul was on the floor ahead of time. And they call it on Scott Gowan, his first. And
we did get a break there, Brad. It looked like that Quinn lost control a little bit of his body there, but the foul occurred before the charge.
Right side, Hodge from the elbow, misses. Andrew underneath with the rebound, gives it off to Carl. Pump fakes once, twice, misses the head and shoulder fake. And then underneath, Rockford East can't control the rebound, and the Streaks get another shot at it. So Silver Streaks battling hard here early, kind of winning the rebounding battle, leading on the scoreboard where it really matters, 3-2. Lob on the inbound out high. Andrew from 17 knocks it down. Got to get Andrew going offensively. He struggled in the latter part of the Taylorville tournament. Streaks up three.
And certainly we want to see him get going. He's such an important cog and can do so many things offensively to score.
On the left side, this is Demarion Dickens with it. Up top it goes to Gowan for three. Off the back iron, and Andrew comes down with a rebound. That one looked like it was going to go down. Streaks trying to build on a 5-2 lead here. Hodge pump fakes from the right side. Hesitation drive to the low blocks. Gets blocked on the way up. Rebound by Burnell. Leads it into the front court. Right side under the wing. Stepping into it. Three-pointer. A little bit short by Dickens. And Anderson underneath. Andrew, that is, with the rebound. Back come the Silver Streaks. Dotson behind him to Andrew. Down low, Carl. Tries a little baby turnaround. Gets cut off there. Skips it out to Anderson. Quinn drives. Lives it off. Carl blocked on the way up. And a foul called on Sims. And Jacob will get two free throws.
It looks like they're going to call a jump ball there on that. They feel like that they got a held ball on that block.
All righty. Streaks will have it on the inbound. Possession arrow favoring them. Now it switches back to Rockford East. 5 minutes to go first quarter. 5-2 Galesburg. Right side Hodge. Another three off the front iron. Rebound Sims. He's got three boards to lead Rockford East. So Khalil comes out making one of his first three. Here's a spin move in the lane.
Nice
by
little
Burnell.
Spin move, and he missed the shot.
Couldn't make it. Finishing it off down the lane. Now a scramble for it on the floor, and finally Quinn controls for the Silver Streaks. Leads it into the front court, gets out of control, and blocked on the way by Gowan. And apparently his back foot reached backward and stepped on the end line, so they'll keep it with the Silver Streaks. Galesburg on top, 5-2. Action has been up and down, but the scoreboard doesn't reflect it. Here's Khalil with a pull-up from 14, and he swished it, fading toward the baseline, and he knocked down a tough shot.
Tough shot there off the dribble, a little bit of a fadeaway there.
Into the front court under 4.5 minutes to go. Pull up at the free throw line. Shaden Clanton drains it, and that ends the 7-point Galesburg run with his first basket of the game. Streaks lead by three. Hodge, Quinn in the backcourt, allows Rockford East to set up that 1-3-1 trap. A tipped pass stolen by Gowan, leads the break the other end, and he puts it in at 7-6. And Mike Reynolds upset with the soft pass by Anderson in the backcourt. And with 4:10 to go, Reynolds calls a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, that lob pass right there had interception all over it, and certainly, and again, that kind of interception is going to lead to a layup on the other end because it's in the backcourt, live ball turnover, there's no defense there to recover.
With this up and down pace, Steve, I have both teams with only one turnover.
Yeah, very clean
control.
For the most part. You know, I think the other thing we talk about getting your legs back shooting-wise, you sometimes struggle a little bit to find the rhythm to it. And I think both teams will start to shoot the ball better. They got off to good starts, but since then have not shot the ball well. I think you're going to see both ball clubs start to shoot the ball better as the game goes on.
I have Galesburg 3-for-9. I have Rockford East 3-for-8. Streaks break the press. Quinn into the front court. Left corner Hodge open. Another three. A little bit long this time. Battle for it on the weak side. And Clanton controls for Rockford East. And an outlet pass to Gowan, who lays it in again. And now a 6-0 run by Rockford East as the E-Rabs back on top by one. 8-7. Anderson trapped on the far side. Skips it left side over to Quinn, who shoots a three. And another miss. And a weak side rebound by Chris Burnell. Back comes Rockford East quickly. Cut off in the lane this time. Now Burnell driving in and a foul on the floor. I think they're going to call that one on Anderson. Wasn't quite set. Burnell had a little push off. Got the arm out there going. But Quinn wasn't set. So he picks up his first foul and the first on the Silver Streaks.
Nick Fields going to come into the ball game for Quinn here. And I think you're going to see Nick, he's going to run the offense here a little bit. Try to get a little rhythm. A little bit of a movement, ball movement in the half court.
Burnell on the outside trying to shake and bake on Nick. Takes it right at Fields, fends him off, and finishes it off with a layup.
And they've hit their last four shots here.
8-0 run to go up three. 10-7 Rockford East. Streaks break the press. Fields into the front court to Cornell. Dotson draws the trap, bounces it back behind into Fields. Streaks have numbers on the left side, but now Rockford recovers defensively. Rockford East, that is, the E-Rabs. Here's up top Dotson. Cornell finds left side over to Fields. Nick puts the dribble on the floor once, gets it to Andrew. Shoots the three off the back iron. Rebound chased down by the E-Rabs. It's into the hands of Burnell, who's got three boards for Rockford East now. And back into the front court. Burnell draws the defense, fires it right side, but the three is way off the mark. And Andrew Anderson gets the rebound. That was Zylik Banks into the game, missing one from the corner.
The pace continues to be quick here.
Andrew up top to Dotson. 2:40 to go first quarter. Streaks down three. Hodge down low to Jacob. Carl posting up. Turnaround shot up and in, and he draws the foul.
Very good two-man basketball. The dump down inside and the low block and that nice little half hook by Ryan. He's about as good of low post player with his back to the basket as you'll see here at this point in high school basketball here in the central part of Illinois.
And it was his strength and his footwork that enabled him to get off that shot and knock it down.
And Brad, that's so critical. The footwork of a big man inside allows you to get the ball and then make that move and score the ball.
And then he finishes off the three-point play to tie the game up at 10. 2:30 to go here in this opening quarter. The foul on William Carey, who was draped all over Carl. Second of the game on the E-Rabs. This is Gowan on the outside. Little hesitation drive. Cornell sticks with him. Lost the handle on it, and Gowan turns it over. Second on the E-Rabs. Andrew picks it up, takes it into the front court. Down the middle of the lane. Ball reached in, knocked loose. Streaks give it right back. Into the front court. Now Fields with a steal as they try to get it down to the baseline. And Nick spins off his man, brings it into the front court.
Got to get Cornell into the offense here, too, as well.
He's been patient in the half court. Hasn't taken a shot yet in this game. Has it now on the left side. Pulls it outside the arc up top to Khalil. Hesitation drive down the left side. Floater off the back iron. Rebound. Streaks crash the boards. And I think Jacob Carl is going to get fouled over the back. And that'll be the third team foul on the E-Rabs.
Good offensive rebound by Jacob. He was in perfect position. Tough shot by Khalil. And again, Jacob was in perfect position there to get the rebound. And that's part of what rebounding is. Trying to sense and have instinct to where the ball is going to come off. Normally you know that a ball on one side, shot on one side, will come off on the other, and you can read where the ball is going to come off. Jacob does that really well.
Second foul on William Carey for the E-Rabs. Third of the game on Rockford East. And Carl gets a breather. Jalen McCants into the game. Played quite a bit of the sophomore game, which the Silver Streaks won 62-54. They were down six in the fourth quarter, then went on a 16-2 run. Ended up winning it by six. And McCants into the game now for his first varsity action of the evening. Cornell's going to fire a long three, and it's off the mark, long and left. Clanton with the rebound for Rockford East. Dumps it down low to Sims. Gets the basket and the foul as Jalen McCants into the game defensively was out of position. And I think Sims recognized that a little bit. He's listed at only 6'1", but a big 6'1 physically, and he took it right at
Jalen. Used his body beautifully there to as a protector and get the layup. And I'll tell you, on a miss, they are down the floor in a hurry.
Misses the free throw, and then Anderson has his pocket picked. Andrew got the rebound. Burnell came from the backside, knocked it loose, and it ends up as a four-point play, and Andrew has had the ball taken away from him twice on the dribble. Minute 20 to go, first quarter. Andrew fires it down to Jalen, who bounces it off his leg out of bounds, and the Streaks have now turned it over four times. I think that's three in the last four possessions. Minute 16 to go in the quarter. He's going to get Jacob Carl back into the game as McCants sits down.
They're going to call that off of the Rockford East player's foot instead of off of...
Really?
Yes, off McCants' foot. Good break there for us.
Yeah. So Fields on the inbound to Cornell. On the left side, gets it over to Andrew Anderson on the left wing. Andrew up top to Cornell. Fakes right, drives left, cut off by Burnell, pulls it back out. On the right side, Carl. Little head and shoulder fake, gives off to Anderson on the curl, on the give and go. Can't finish off the runner off the backboard, but Dotson chases down the rebound. Now Hodge will put up the three, and that one's off the mark. Long rebound, batted out, and Carl knocks off Fields, but then gets it into the left corner to Cornell, and the three-pointer won't go. Carl with a putback falls off the rim. And Sims controls for Rockford East. Four chances for the Silver Streaks.
A lot of great opportunities. We just couldn't get it to go down.
Come up empty and still trail by four with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. On the outside, this is Clanton. Stepping inside the arc, now steps back with a three. Off the mark. Rebound fought for. Hodge comes out with it. On the run into the front court. Behind him to Fields. Nick passes right side. Cornell, another three. Dotson comes up short on this one. And the rebound, Sims, who's got five in the game already for Rockford East. Outlet pass to the other end. And Andrew gets in, knocks it out of the hands of Clanton, but draws a reach foul, and Clanton will shoot two free throws.
As I again talked about previously, they get the ball off of a miss. They get the ball up the floor, and oftentimes it's one pass, and they're looking for a layup. So we've got to make sure that we get back and defend the rim first.
14 seconds to go, first quarter. After the Silver Streaks had a 7-2 lead, they have been outscored 12-3. And at the free throw line, Clanton gets a very friendly roll on the first free throw.
Real good friendly bounce there.
15-10 Rockford East.
And these rims have always been friendly here. They're loose, and that's what you want for the ball to bounce around with good backspin.
And the lefty knocks down both free throws. 16-10 is the Rockford East lead. Streaks have 14 seconds to take it the length of the court. Fields, Hodge in the backcourt. Khalil across midcourt, picks up his dribble. Trap comes, gets it to Carl. Free throw line, right side it goes to Andrew. Pulls up 12-footer, a little bit off the mark. Rebound batted out of bounds by Dotson. 1.9 seconds left for Rockford East to take it the length of the court. Streaks will put Hodge on the inbounder. That'll be Tyvion Horton. And now Horton, yes, is going to sit down. Gowan comes back in. That'll send Clanton to the baseline at 6-5. And Andrew will guard him on the baseline. Trying to find a runner. It goes into the hands of Brunell, who just heaves it. And it hits the front, left side of the iron just inside a half court. That's the end of the first quarter. 16-10 Rockford East. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
It's a simple concept, wheel alignment for life. Get four tires at Dave's Auto Body and you qualify for a free four-wheel alignment for as long as you own your vehicle. Just ask us for a tire quote.
You better call Dave's.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the Laser.
One quarter gone here at John Thiel Gymnasium as the Silver Streaks return home, and not a very successful first quarter. Streaks trail 16-10 to Rockford East, and the E-Rabs have the ball to begin quarter number two. Nice finish in the final 3 minutes of the first quarter for the E-Rabs to turn a five-point deficit into a six-point lead, and now a drive down the right side of the lane and another foul on Andrew as he reaches in. And that's going to be two of the game on Andrew.
And Brad, what the kind of offense is a dribble drive offense for these good athletes? So they're going to try to get to the rim. If they can get to the rim, great. If not, they're looking then to dump it outside for a three-point shot.
Foul away from the ball. There's that moving screen that we talk about, and the half-court offense goes as Rockford East's fourth turnover of the game is what I had. We didn't compare it.
Three for the first period for them, and this is their first one here in the second period.
All righty. And the second foul of the game on Scott Gowan. Up top, Fields, along with Carl Dotson, Hodge, and Andrew Anderson stays in the game after picking up his second foul. Fields up top, Carl on the outside, now into the left wing. Andrew fakes right, drives left, down to the baseline, leaves it over to right side. Fields drives, has the ball knocked away, picked up on the run by Sims. Rockford East tries to feed it through the lane, gets the deflection, bats it underneath to Clanton and puts it in.
And I'm really concerned, again, off of misses or off turnovers, we're not getting back the way we need to and giving up those.
And a technical foul called on Mike Reynolds, who was standing up right at the edge of the coach's box, and he said something that got Aaron Furrow's attention. Whistled him up for the technical. And then Mike calls a full timeout with 7:03 to go in the first half and an 18-10 Rockford East lead.
And Coach Reynolds is not very pleased at all. I think of the non-call there on the Nick Fields' pocket get picked. I think Coach felt like that was a foul, and I think that he's a little bit upset about a couple of other non-calls. And he's letting the officials know and getting his money's worth there. And a little bit of this may also be to fire up his ball club a little bit here, too.
Well,
he's a master at that.
Understandably. So in the strategic aspect of the timeout, you do it when they've got the ball so you don't give them another possession.
Absolutely,
too.
Yeah. That's a great time. You don't want to certainly get a technical foul when you have the basketball. So good time to do that.
So, if it is strategic, what is it that a coach has to say to convince the referee to blow the whistle? I mean, because coaches chew on the officials throughout the game anyway, so what ends up pushing it over to the line where the coach knows that
a couple things oftentimes. Sometimes it can be sort of a – a poke at your individual refereeing ability or performance. I'm saying that in a nice way.
Right.
Sometimes there can be some salty language involved, and I'm sure that Coach Reynolds made sure that he let the officials know there that he wasn't pleased with that individual's calls or non-calls there.
So the key is really to make it personal, and that's how you know that they'll blow the whistle.
Absolutely.
So Gowan knocks down both of the technical fouls, foul free throws. It's now 20-10, Rockford East. So a 10-0 run by the E-Rats. On the left side, Clanton for three, and he drains that one on a line.
Wide open three there. Good ball movement by them. And then they get to set up their 1-3-1-3 quarter court press.
Streaks are starting to get run out of their own gym on their first appearance in 2018. 23-10.
Down good pass low, good by pass Nick Fields. We needed there, an easy basket there.
Lay-in by Andrew, 23-12, fourth point of the game for Anderson. On the left side, Clanton, another three, and it's good again.
And there's that dribble drive and dump off.
Standing in the exact same spot where he was the last trip down the floor. Eight in the quarter, 12 for the game for Shaden Clanton, 6:20
to go in the
half.
And when you get beat off the dribble, then other people have to cover up and it leaves somebody wide open. That's the objective of that kind of offense, and you got to have athletes to do that.
Fields into the left corner. Hodge shoots the three. That one's short. Rebound Devontae Sims. He's got six. Outlet pass to Gowan, lays it up and in.
And
the Streaks
again,
get beat down the floor again.
Again, another layup. And those are things that Coach Reynolds just absolutely will not stand for.
And so, consequently, he calls his third timeout of the first half with 6:02 to go and the Streaks down 16. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the Laser.
28-12 is the Rockford East lead. It's not looking good for the Silver Streaks here early. I guess, Steve, that's the good news here. We've got pretty much three-quarters of a game left to play. We're only 2 minutes into the second quarter. Long time to go as the Streaks send Dotson.
Plenty of time to get the ship righted, but we've got to get moving here, get some things figured out.
Here's Andrew up top, steps inside the arc. Gets it inside, ill-advised pass to Carl, batted away by Rockford East. E-Rabs on the run. Burnell sidesteps
and
right.
And another layup.
Lays it up.
Out of transition.
Streaks got back defensively, clogged the lanes, but Burnell just knifed his way through the openings. Now Quinn cut off at the free throw line. Right side, Andrew. Up top, Carl shoots an 18-footer. That one rattles around and drops through. Streaks desperately needed that one, down 30-14 now, as they have been outscored 14-4 here in this early part of the second quarter.
We need to string together some stops.
Another left quarter of three and another wide open jumper knocked down this time by Zylik Banks. And it's a 19-point Rockford East lead, 33-14.
And their points have come in bunches here.
On the right side, Carl on the wing. Up top, Quinn. Fakes, steps inside the arc, pulls back. Right side, Carl shoots an 18-footer. That's off the front of the rim. Hodge fights for the rebound, gets it on the baseline, trapped there, needs help, and throws it off a Rockford East player. Nobody was coming to help out, and he just turns around and throws it off the legs of Banks to keep possession.
When you've got a teammate there in hurry, you've got to come to him, and you've got to change your angle on your cuts to come to him, and we didn't have that there.
Anderson on the inbound, a catch and a shoot by Andrew, and he airballs it. Weak side, Burnell with a rebound. Into the front court, Clanton trying to drive around Quinn, leaves it off into the corner, left his feet, came down, traveled with it, and it negates what would have been another three from the corner by Banks. The Streaks already down 19, fortunate to get the turnover.
Yeah, real fortunate there. And again, he was wide open, and they're in rhythm here from the outside, and they're getting penetration to be able to do that.
Knocking everything down from that side of the floor, too. Hodge down low, finds Andrew, pump fakes, here comes the trap, collapsing on him, gets it out to Carl, high post, lets one fly and hits.
And thank God right now for Ryan Carl, he's been able to hit a few shots, keep us here to where we can at least stay in the ball game.
Jacob has four of the Streaks six here in the second quarter. Streaks still trail by 17 as we approach the midpoint of the second quarter.
We've went to zone here, and a good decision by Coach Reynolds to stop the dribble penetration.
Demarion Dickens leads
his feet.
Deflected pass, Quinn to Andrew, lays it up and into the other end. Quinn got the steal. Streaks down 15, 33-18. Six turnovers in the game for Rockford East. Again on the right wing. Dickens gives it up into the right corner, and another three by Banks. His last one was negated on the turnover, but that one counted. And it's
and
back
they have
to
not missed a shot
lead.
Here in this period.
One, two, three, four, five, 7 for 7, plus 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Quinn, right side Carl, pump fakes, drives, past Sims, forces it up, and it rims in and out. Rebound Clanton. Here comes Rockford East on the run. Clanton through the lane, up with the left hand, missed it. Sims with the offensive putback. Finally got their first miss, but then nobody boxed out Sims, who flew down the lane with a follow-up. 20-point lead. Andrew at the other end misses a runner. Carl on the weak side gets fouled on the putback. That'll be the second of the game. Sorry, the first of the game on Devontae Sims.
And good follow-up there by Ryan to keep the possession alive and get to the foul line here and be able to score two with a dead ball.
I guess they called it on Demarion Dickens instead, so that's his first. And Jacob Carl knocks down the first free throw. 5 in the quarter, 8 for the game to lead the Silver Streaks, who trail by 19. And Hobbs will get a breather.
Rockford going to make a number of substitutions here, and hopefully we can attack this fresh troop that's in here right now.
Jacob knocks down the second free throw. So he's 3 for 3 at the line, 9 for the game, and he's going to get a breather with Clark Hawkins into the game. Some folks might wonder why take Jacob out when he's got 6 of the Streaks, 10 points here in the quarter, but again, he does deal with the diabetic issue.
And he's got that injury to his foot and to his toe.
To his ankle, right.
And his conditioning level's not going to be as good as a result of that.
At the free throw line, Burnell shoots and scores after the Streaks nearly had a turnover, but then Burnell was able to fight off Nick Fields in the backcourt, took it into the front court, and shot and scored from the free throw line. They have 40 points in the first half. Mike Reynolds doesn't like a team to give up 40 points in a game.
Yeah, this is very uncharacteristic of us.
Andrew with a drive, reverse layup, missed it. Cornell has to try to save the rebound, and he does into the hands of Zylik Banks for Rockford East. Here they come looking for more. Burnell, another pull-up at the free throw line. That one's off the mark. Andrew with a rebound. He's got 5 to lead the Silver Streaks.
And only their second miss in the period from the field.
And the last time they got an offensive rebound putback. Here's Nick Fields driving down low, draws a double team, scores, and gets fouled.
Great move by Nick Fields. Great strength to the basket there.
First basket of the game for Nick. He'll get a chance at a free throw to make it a 3-point play. Marcus Pennington, one of the reserves into the game that Steve talked about just a moment ago, picks up the foul, his first 16 foul on Rockford East. 2:21 to go here in this first half. Nick's free throw, a little bit short. Rebound Clanton for Rockford East. 40-22. E-Rabs on top. 2:10 to go here in this first half. In the right corner, Banks with another three. Missed it. Maybe they're finally starting to cool off a little bit. Cornell Dotson with a rebound. And the run out at the other end with a left-handed layup. First basket of the game for Cornell, 40-24, Rockford East.
And I do think us going to the zone here is going to certainly help here. Now we've got to be able to score the ball on the other end, and we can claw our way back in here.
And again, some of the reserves into the game for the E-Rabs. Down low, Sims, not one of them, took it right at Quinn Anderson down on the low blocks. And he used his body to go up for the shot. Actually, they all actually called it on Cornell Dotson, so that's his first. 16 foul on the Silver Streaks. But Sims going to the line as he was in the act of shooting. And the first free throw was up and in.
And we let the ball get down inside in the low post against the zone. And that's certainly not something that's going to be have a good result for us in our zone defense.
Minute 46 to go. Streaks down 17 here, late second quarter. What becomes the goal here on the scoreboard, Steve? Is it realistic? I don't know if you can feasibly get it down into single digits. If you can, that'd be fantastic. But realistic, what do you think? Try to get it down to 12, maybe?
Yeah, you want to maybe 4 possessions. You can look at it in that positive way here. You're going to have to get some stops and maybe a turnover here. You're going to have to certainly shoot better than what we've shot here so far.
42-24, Sims makes both free throws. On the left side, it's Hodge with it, up top to Clark Hawkins. Hawkins swings the ball down low, gives it to Khalil left side, steps back, shoots the three, in and out, rebound Quinn Anderson left side, up and in. Quinn attacked on the rebounding edge, down the middle of the lane, and the Streaks trail by 16 now, 42-26. Minute 10 to go first half. Clanton out high. To the left side it goes to Tyvion Horton into the game. Horton, a 5'7 senior. but thick. Even the ones who are not tall have good-sized bodies to them, presenting matchup problems for the Silver Streaks. And Horton got a step on Quinn Anderson on the outside, took it all the way in and laid it up. 18-point ERABS lead, 50 seconds to go first half. Nick Fields down low, puts it up and in on another three-point opportunity as he took it right at Tyveon Horton.
Those are two fine plays by Nick Fields, getting to the basket, drawing a foul, having the strength and the balance to be able to make the shot as well and get an opportunity here to get a three-point play.
It's already his varsity career high, 4 points in this quarter and for the game as he goes to the free throw line for the second time, trying to complete a traditional three-point play. He's only 5 of 12 at the line on the season, so this has been a weak spot for his game here early on. Trying to knock this one down, though, and he does, and the Streaks get it down to 44-29. Not a bad offensive output for the Silver Streaks. It's, to get to 30 points and a half, that's about where you'd like to see the Silver Streaks, but certainly not defensively.
Yeah, we've just given up way, way, way too many easy shots off of penetration, and we've given up a lot of layups, not getting back in transition.
Rockford East going to pull it out, try to hold for the last shot. Burnell just across midcourt in the front corner, dribbling the ball, and the Streaks sagging back, standing in the zone. Now Hodge comes out just to force the issue a little bit with 22 seconds to go. Playing a little keep away on the outside. Anderson, that's Quinn Anderson, will guard Banks. And now switches off and guards Burnell at the midcourt line. Pokes it away. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Quinn.
Good hands by Quinn. Thought he picked his pocket there and couldn't quite make the complete play to get the turnover.
And the ball was in a spot where Burnell, not being a little more court aware, might have turned around and touched it as it was going out of bounds. Now 10 seconds to go. They hang on to it. Burnell back into the front court after the inbounds pass. Shakes Anderson, finds an opening down the lane. A little bit of contact as he went to the basket. Couldn't finish off the shot. He's upset there was no foul called, but the shot comes up short. And Rockford East goes to the locker room, still leading by 15, 44-29. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, the individual scoring. We'll get a word from the coaching staff as well. Check in on the Galesburg girls, see how they're doing down at Quincy as well. Not so well for the boys, 44-29 Rockford East at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball, a special WGIL sports presentation on the Laser.
Some things in life are complicated, like quantum physics and women's purses. But some things are simple, like tires. If you could buy 3 tires and get one for $1 or pay full price for 4 tires, which would you do? Seems pretty simple, right? Buy 3, get 1 for $1. Don't overcomplicate it. Just come see me, Jamie Munt, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We'll give you 4 beautiful tires for the price of 3 plus $1. We'll also give you free alignment checks, free tire repair, and free diagnostics on any make or model. When people tell you to simplify your life, this is what they're talking about.
Check them out on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium, and it hasn't necessarily been a good half at all for the Galesburg High School boys basketball team, down 15 at halftime, 44-29 to a good Rockford East team that got off to a little bit of a slow start. Streaks were up 7-2 early, but Rockford East went on a little 8-0 run. We were tied at 10, and from that point on, the ERABS went on a 13-0 run, and the Streaks have struggled to stay even in this game. Kind of played more or less even basketball with the ERABS the rest of the way, but Steve, it's usually the Silver Streaks we see put together a run like that on a 13-0 run, but 13-0 run by the ERABS instead, and the margin is 15 here at halftime, so the Streaks have to really chip away at this one, and it's not going to be easy to do with the offensive capabilities of this team, I think.
Yeah, I think that
team being Rockford East, we've got the capability.
Yes.
I'm thinking it's going to be tough to slow them down.
The biggest thing we're going to have to do is we gave up, a couple things. dribble penetration, they knock down threes or they got to the rim, way too easy on the defensive end, and that's, again, our hallmark. I know that that's going to be the bone of contention, and nothing else is a close second. And then also the other part is we did not get back defensively and gave up a lot of layups in transition. Again, very uncharacteristic of our ball club. And I know I see steam coming out of the locker room, and I think that's from Coach Reynolds' ears, because those are things that are just unacceptable in his mind, and rightfully so. And again, give credit to Rockford East. They could penetrate. They have great athletes, find, you know, real skilled players, and they knock down shots. Again, they made, what, seven in a row to start the period and nine out of their first 10, including a number of threes out of there, so they shot the eyes out of it.
44-29 is the ERAB's lead here at the half. Let's go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics, as we always do at this time, brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let's start off with the team numbers, Steve Cheeseman.
Yeah, we were 12 out of 33 from the field. Lots of shots attempted, and again, in a pace like this, you're having lots of possessions and getting off lots of shots. We were 1 out of 10 beyond the arc, and that's not very good, obviously. They were 14 out of 30. And again, like I said, really, really shot the ball wonderfully there in the second period. Cooled off a little bit toward the end of the period. They were 14 out of 34, or excuse me, out of 30, 46%, 4 out of 12, 3-point field goal percentage-wise for 33%. We out-rebounded them. We had 20 rebounds to their 15. Turnovers were a wash. And again, in a fast-paced game like this, 6 turnovers for both ball clubs. Pretty doggone good job of handling the ball and taking care of the ball. Defense was the story here, Brad.
Free throw shooting, Rockford East 6 of 6, Galesburg 3 out of 4. 44-29 is the Rockford East lead at the half. Take a break, come back, take a look at the individual scoring in the first half. We'll get a word with the coaching staff as well. Here at John Thiel Gymnasium, first game of the Martin Luther King Tournament, and the Streaks trail at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball, a special WGIL sports presentation on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Great news. Any size ice cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment, 100%. Get any size soft drink for just $1, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The forecast from the Laser, a wind chill advisory is in effect from midnight tonight until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. For the rest of tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of negative 6 with a wind chill down to 14 below zero. Sunshine likely for tomorrow with a high of 8 above with a wind chill to 17 below zero. Clear skies for tomorrow night with a low of negative 11 with a wind chill to 20 below zero. And sunshine likely for Saturday with a high of 13. Right now, it's 5 at Pure Rock, 92.7 FM, The Laser.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on The Laser.
First half not so good for the Galesburg High School boys basketball team. Trailing Rockford East at the half, 44-29. Here's the individual scoring for you. Shaden Clanton leads all scorers, leading the E-Rabs with 12. He's the only player so far in double figures. But Devontae Sims, Scott Gowan, and Chris Brunell for the E-Rabs all have 8 in a very balanced effort offensively in the first half. Off the bench, Zylik Banks has a couple of three-pointers for 6 points. Tyvion Horton, also off the bench, has 2. William Carey, Demarion Dickens, and Marcus Pennington have not scored for the E-Rabs. Devontae Sims leads in the rebounding category with 7. For the Silver Streaks, Jacob Carl leads Galesburg in scoring with 9. Andrew Anderson has 6. Nick Fields off the bench. Khalil Hodge each have 5. Cornell Dotson, Quinn Anderson both have 2. Leading rebounder in the first half for the Silver Streaks is Andrew Anderson with 5. Second quarter, the E-Rabs really lit it up. They were only 7 of 16 from the field in the first quarter, but 10 out of 14 in the second quarter. And you heard earlier, they had knocked down their first 7 shots of the quarter, finished 4 out of 5 from three-point range, and made 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. Part of the reason that they were able to extend that lead and build it up to 15. That was all part of that 13-0 run toward the latter part of the first quarter and into the beginning of the second quarter. So 44-29 is the Rockford East lead. Silver Streaks girls were trailing at Quincy. It was 13-6 Blue Devils after the first quarter down at Quincy. And so not a very good night for the Silver Streaks all the way around so far, although the Galesburg sophomores were winners here earlier tonight, 62-54. So at least they got things off to a good start. And I think this is a difficult battle the way things are facing the Silver Streaks here tonight. They're going to take on the 6th-ranked Danville coming up on Saturday. That's at the St. Joseph Ogden shootout down in the Champaign area. Steve and I will make the trip down there. We'll find out about that. Let's go courtside here, Steve, with Ryan Hart.
Out of halftime, that was not the kind of basketball that we're used to here, was it?
Well, it wasn't impressive at all, but hopefully we can right the ship here in the second half and chip away and get back in this game.
What do we got to do here?
Well, we need to stop dribble penetration, we need to get back on defense, and we got to move the ball and actually make some baskets.
Okay, Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Our halftime coach's interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. And we're about ready to get things started. We're happy to get 2 questions in, too, with Ryan Hart, because they came out of the locker room late, as we thought they might. Team came out with about a minute 45 showing on the clock, and the coaches waited about another minute before they came out. Silver Streaks will have the ball to begin what hopefully will be a big comeback here in the second half, trailing by 15. Jalen McCants, Andrew Anderson, Hodge, Dotson, and Quinn to start the second half. So no Jacob Carl. In fact, I don't even see him on the bench over there. Into the left corner, Andrew drives baseline, dishes into the right corner. Hodge up top with the extra pass. Quinn drives, dishes it over. Cornell fakes a 3, and Rockford East covered it up defensively. Now Carl's out of the locker room. Hopefully that's a good sign, hobbling a little bit. Into the right corner, Andrew. Down low, Jalen, up and in. And the Streaks find the inside, get it down to Jalen, and in there starting the second half in place of Carl, does a nice job offensively to get it up and in. Streaks down 13. Again, Carl is out of the locker room now, standing behind the coaching staff, getting a drink and stretching out a little bit, so hopefully he'll be back in there soon. Bounce pass down low through the hands of Sims. Jalen comes from the backside, pokes it away. Sims just didn't handle it. Jalen attacked it, created the turnover. Into the front court, left corner, Khalil for 3. Off the back iron and the weak side rebound to Rockford East. That would have gotten the Streaks down to 10. Seemingly impossible. Layer late in the first half. Here's Sims down low. Spin move on Jalen. Gets down low and gets called for traveling.
Got a break there.
Nice start to the second half for Jalen here.
Got a break there because Sims got McCants pinned behind him and had an easy shot there and then traveled before he was able to make the shot or get the shot off.
So second turnover, both by the big men for Rockford East. Quinn Anderson, left side, stops at the high post, looking to give it up at the free throw line. McCants shoots off the back iron, twice off the back iron, and falls off. Rebound ripped away, chased down by Dotson. Cornell got in there and knocked it loose. Now to the outside, Hodge. Offensive rebound by Cornell keeps it alive. He's got it up top. Fires it through the lane and picked off by Gowan. Read it perfectly. Gowan leads the break to the other end and a block by Cornell. Held his position, picks it up off the floor. Now Quinn with a drive at the other end. Gets a basket and a foul. And the Streaks are within 11. A chance to make it 10. Not quite 2 minutes into the second half.
And we've got to continue this burst here. We are in a very, very good run here, and we want to continue. Good timeout here by Coach Sackmaster.
First timeout of the game for Rockford East. Again, not quite 2 minutes into the second half. That gives Jacob Carl a chance to get into the game. It is a full ERABS timeout. Let's take a break as well. 6:01 to play third quarter. Streaks down 11. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Chris LeGro from WGIL, reminding you to get that hair on your head growing so you can shave it off and help kids with cancer on Saturday, March 3rd. Galesburg Shave for Kids benefiting St. Baldrick's will be from noon to 6 that day at Sidetracks. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg. Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the Laser.
44-33, early third quarter, streaks down 11. Speaking of 33, number 33 for Galesburg, Quinn Anderson misses the free throw. So he can't finish off the three-point play. The lead is 11. Sims controls the rebound for Rockford East, and the ERABs bring it across midcourt with Demarion Dickens. On the right side, Chris Burnell. Up top now, Shaden Clanton, the leading scorer in the game for Rockford East, has it. To the left side, Dickens, another bad pass. Anderson with a steal, measures his drive and gets fouled at the other end as Dickens gets back defensively, reaches in, strips it away, and puts Anderson right back at the line, shooting two this time with a chance to cut it down under double digits.
Obviously, we've come out a different ball club here to start the half, and a lot of that is due to Quinn. He is really being aggressive. He's providing energy, and these kinds of plays here are paying dividends for us.
I think Rockford East has come out a little different team in the second half here too, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Not quite as aggressive, not quite as crisp.
Absolutely. Again, a little resting on your laurels or a little bit, and we're taking it right at them right now. We've got to continue to keep this momentum and claw back in the game.
Quinn knocks down the first and the second free throw, so the lead is down to 9. 44-36, Galesburg starts the second half on a 7-0 run. They put the full court press on. Burnell nearly kicked the ball out of bounds. They get it into the front court. Clanton at the left side, step back jumper from 15, misses it, and there's Cornell with his sixth rebound, third in this quarter already. Cornell with a drive, down the left side, into the lane, and an offensive foul called. Faked it left and then went right, and Rockford East didn't give up any ground. That's the second turnover on the streaks here in the second half.
Good play by Sims. He stepped up, and he's going to get that call every time. Nice play by Sims there to pick up that charge off of Cornell.
44-35, streaks down 9. Rockford East into the front court. Clanton drives, works around Carl and traveled.
Nice play by Jacob there to get position. And again, we've got them playing a little fast out of our press, and that's what you want to do, and they turn it over there at the end.
Hodge, Quinn in the backcourt will bring it across the timeline. 5:10 to go third quarter. Streaks have cut the deficit to 9. Could make it 7 or even 6 here on this possession. Hodge up top. Keep attacking the basket, Silver Streaks. Don't settle for the outside jumper. Carl on the right side, back into the game with that timeout break by Rockford East. Quinn Anderson up top, works his way to the right side, down low to Jacob. Pump fakes from the baseline, puts the ball on the floor, dribbles twice, picks it up. Right corner, Andrew. Crossover dribble, cut off at the baseline, steps back, needs help, gets it away to Carl. Swing it around to the left side. This is Hodge with it. Fires the three, and it's short. I think Rockford East got a hand on it. And underneath, Sims gets his 9th rebound for the ERABs.
Good ball movement, we just can convert.
Gowan lost it briefly, gets it off to Burnell. Through the lane to the outside, 3 on the way by Dickens, and he hits. First basket of the game for Demarion Dickens. 47-35,
again,
first basket of the half.
Again, their good dribble penetration, and they were able to dump it off and get the wide open three out of the help.
47-35, 12-point Rockford East lead. Cornell on the left wing. Down low, Andrew. Turnaround jumper from the low blocks, comes up short. Rebound, Clanton, did a good box out. ERABs trying to add to the lead. Clanton cut off at the free throw line, skips it to the outside. Dickens on the elbow, puts the ball on the floor, cut off by Hodge, swings it back out to the outside. Clanton in the midcourt circle. Now leaves off to Dickens, who comes out high, takes the dribble away. 3:50 to go third quarter. Fakes the pass, drives, and a hand check foul on the floor will be against Hodge, his first. Second team foul on the Silver Streaks here in the second half.
And we continue, and what happens when you allow that dribble penetration, you allow, and again, we're having a hard time stopping guys from getting to the rim. Somebody has to come off and help, and that guy that comes off and help, that leaves his man wide open for that three.
called it on Andrew Anderson, actually. Now here's a step-back three by Gowan. In rhythm, knocks it down.
Tough shot.
Their lead is back up to 15 now at 50 to 35. It's a third foul of the game, by the way, on Andrew Anderson. It was not called on Hodge on the dribble drive. Fields back into the game. Down low to Andrew on the left baseline. Works his way. Curls around to the free throw line. Kicks it into the corner. Jacob shoots a three and airballs it. Sims in double figures with 10 rebounds now. Not the guy the Streaks want shooting it from the outside. Jacob can hit from the outside, but when you're down 15, not necessarily the guy you want putting up the shot from that distance. Gowan's going to shoot another one from the ring. This one rims in and out. Battle for the rebound. Sims fends off Carl and gets fouled on the putback. So the rhythm the Streaks had going early in the second half has waned away, and now Rockford East has established control again and shooting free throws up 15 with under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
That's why when you're in that run, you've got to make hay as much as you can, because they're going to settle down and make some adjustments, and that's what's happened here a little bit.
Back up to a 16-point lead. After the Streaks got it down to 9 at 44-35, Rockford East has rattled off 7 in a row to answer the 8-0 run the Silver Streaks had to start the second half. And the second free throw by Sims on the way, and he comes up short, but the rebound gets out of the hands of Brunell, and Andrew chases down the loose ball. Into the front court, two Fields. Left corner, it goes to Cornell. Dotson picks it up, gets it off to Nick. Inside the top of the arc, feeds it away to Andrew. Anderson on the outside, up top to Quinn. Anderson thinks, stops at the free throw line, dishes it out. Andrew shoots an 18-footer. That one's off the mark. And the weak side rebound by Horton for Rockford East. Gowan feeds it down low. Easy layup for Sims. So Rockford East back in control, up 18 now, 53-35. Timeout Silver Streaks, 2:29 to go third quarter. Galesburg down 18. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the Laser.
29 left in the third quarter. Rockford East forces a Galesburg timeout with a 9-0 run, and the E-Rabs back on top by 18 now at 53-35. And Mike Reynolds is making a statement here, emptying the bench. Quinn Anderson, the only starter who stays on the floor for Galesburg. Nick Fields, the other player who does not come out of the game at the moment. Otherwise, it's Jacob Young, Kobe Ramirez, and Tylan Parks. Tell me he hasn't seen enough. And I think Eric Price was coming into the game, but he's hobbling, heading to the locker room. Down the tunnel to the right side, and he's down there with trainer Brandon Terrell, looking like he's laying down to stretch out. Here's Quinn driving in, cut off on the baseline. Tries to feed it behind him on a trap and knocked out of bounds by the E-Raps.
And you can't fault Coach Reynolds here. I mean, he's trying everything to get his ball club going here, whether it be personnel, strategy, you name it. And he's trying to pull out all the stops. The competitor he is, he's going to try everything he can to try to right the ship here. And there's still plenty of time.
2 minutes to go, third quarter. Nick Fields with a jump stop, up and in with a bank shot off the backboard. He's got 7 in the game, his varsity career high.
He's done a good job here tonight.
53-37, Streaks down 16.
We've got to string stops together here.
Gowan up top. Leaves it off for Zylik Banks, driving in from the right side into the corner. Clanton shoots a three and hits. They'll be happy to trade 3 for 2 any trip down the floor.
Yeah, and again, tip your cap to Rockford East here. They've shot the eyes out of it here tonight.
Jacob Young on the left side. Tries to leave it off to Tylan Parks, who was cutting in. Pass behind him, missed it. Rockford East with a run out. They can't finish off the shot, but Horton after the miss, they get their offensive rebound. Now a fire into the corner by Banks for three off the back iron. Weak side rebound, Horton under the basket, gets fouled. Three cracks at the basket again.
Yeah, we got out hustled there, and they really, really worked to get to the offensive glass there, and they were rewarded. Now they're going to go to the foul line.
Came off the Galesburg turnover on the miscommunication on the pass at the other end. So Tyvion Horton to the free throw line. 2 points in the first half. First free throw up here and off the back iron. 19-point Rockford East lead with Andrew Anderson back into the game for Kobe Ramirez. Clark Hawkins spells Quinn Anderson with a minute 10 to go third quarter. Foul on Parks is the fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks. Two on Rockford East here. Now, it's not often you're going to see a team put up 56 against the Silver Streaks as Horton knocks down the second free throw for a 20-point Rockford East lead, 57-37.
Absolutely an aberration here tonight. You won't see this.
And we're talking about 57 points for Rockford East with still the third quarter and a minute to play. Here's a drive by Fields. And then
they call basket interference.
Yep.
Yeah.
So another drive in from the left side by Fields, who's got nine in the game now, and we're liking him as our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. He brought some energy off the bench in the second quarter when the Streaks were reeling. Got a couple of three-point opportunities, driving to the basket. Doing everything he can into the front court. Jones trying to shake Fields, feeds it into the corner, and another three by Banks.
Be difficult to match up against Rockford East, anybody here tonight, as well as they play.
Here's Anderson. That's Andrew driving through a double team, has his pocket picked. 10 Gelsberg turnovers. Horton on the left wing, pulls up, drives inside, shoots and scores.
And they're running on all cylinders. They get another steal here and scored again.
And another layup by Dorian Jones, and it's 64-39. 11 Gelsberg turnovers, five in this quarter. Hard to believe, just a moment ago, it seems like the Streaks were down nine. Now they're down 25. Pass into the lane to Andrew, and he got tied up. Little reach foul by Rockford East will be the first of the game on Tyvion Horton with 8.5 seconds to go. Since the Streaks got down by five at 44-35, they've been outscored 20-4.
Yeah, we just, the tide just turned that much, and it turned really big.
Another bad pass, but it's deflected back out to Clark. Hawkins drives the lane, so the defense nearly created a turnover, and then it left the lane wide open for Hawkins. And it's 64-41, Rockford East at the end of three now. You're listening to Gelsberg High School Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them, too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook. GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the Laser.
Ready to start the fourth quarter here at John Thiel Gymnasium. It has not been a welcome return for the Silver Streaks back home. There's a lob and a layup on Rockford East on the opening play of the fourth quarter. The dribble drive and the feed to Clanton driving in for the layup at 66-41. Other end, Andrew Anderson drives in from the left lane and scores 66-43.
Brad, I cannot tell you the last time that we gave up 28 points and then 20 points in consecutive quarters.
Gowan shoots a three, and they've scored five in the first 30 seconds here of the fourth quarter, leading by 26. Everything running on all cylinders for Rockford East here in this game.
They'd like to bottle this, I know that.
Tylen Parks drives into the lane, shoots a little off balance, shot rolls off. Rockford East wants to run. They want to put some points on the board. Already with 69, not even a minute into the fourth quarter. A drive, a dump off to Sims, gets fouled, and then a double team between Andrew Anderson and Clark Hawkins, and he's going to shoot two free throws.
Yeah, this is
fourth of the game on Andrew.
They've put on a clinic here tonight. They look a step quicker than we are, and everything is running, as you say, on all cylinders, all parts of their game.
Sims will go to the free throw line. 3 for 4 tonight. First one up, and rolls around and drops through. The big man for Rockford East has 4 points in the quarter, 12 for the game. Leading scorer is Shaden Clanton with 17. He has five here in the second half. Sims knocks down both. And it's 71 to 43. Here's a jumper left side. Hawkins drains a three from the left wing. Hawkins with his second basket in the last about minute 10, and now Rockford East turns it over. A rare turnover by the E-Rabs, especially in this pace of play. Their first of the fourth quarter, 11th for the game, and the 25-point lead for the Silver Street, or for the E-Rabs, despite that turnover, is well in control here tonight. Into the game, Justin Endhoff. Right side, Kobe Ramirez dribbles around a man, has his pocket picked from behind. 12 Galesburg turnovers. Into the front court, Burnell goes back door. Gowan throws it away. Tried to get tricky with it, threw it right into the hands of Endhoff for the Silver Streaks. Tylan Parks into the front court. Picks up his dribble. Up top, here's Andrew driving down the left side of the lane, up and in with a left hand. He's got four in the quarter, 10 for the game. 71-48, Rockford East. Into the front court, open, Banks screaming for it, shoots from the corner and drains it again. Six in the half, 12 for the game off the bench for Zylik Banks.
They hit their first three shots here in the fourth quarter.
74-48, Rockford East. Like I said, they're happy to play this pace. They don't mind Galesburg coming down, scoring off a quick shot, because they're going to come right back in rhythm and confidently attack the basket and maintain this lead. And off right side, shoots a three and hits. Justin sporting a new haircut. The aerodynamic look knocks down his first shot of the game. Now a pass down low off the hands of Sims. Rockford East turns it over. Parks, other end, gets pushed from behind. Fourth team foul on Rockford East and a good foul by the E-Rabs. Otherwise, Tyler was going to take that the length of the court.
You know, and what you're trying to do here is establish some good habits, some good vibes as you play this fourth period. You know, you're not cashing in by anything. You want to do everything you can to try to climb back into the ball game. But if not, you certainly want to try to finish here in a good way. Something positive to come out of a really tough evening.
Here's Andrew driving in from the left side. Got knocked off balance, loses the ball. Kobe picks it up. Ramirez from the left side. He can't knock it down from the low blocks. And Rockford East comes out with it. Dorian Jones on the dribble. Stops across midcourt. Now driving around Kobe down to the right side. Kicks it back out. A feed into the corner. Back to Jones for three off the back iron. Rebound deflected away from Parks into the hands of Horton. Shoots inside the free throw line and scores. 76-51, Rockford East. Andrew into the front court. Right side three by Endhoff. Air ball. Saved by Ramirez on the far side. Into the hands of Rockford East. Into the front court, Jones. Throws it behind him to Horton. And now Rockford East will slow things down a little bit with 4:40 to go in the game and a 25-point lead. Jones backs up, drives past Ramirez. Rebound off the hands of Andrew, saved out of bounds by Kobe. Back to Andrew, driving, finds an opening. Right side takes it all the way, right down the middle of the court pretty much. 76-53. Horton on the dribble, trying to shake and bake on Tylan Parks. Kicks it out to the left side, Dickens. Leaves it off to Banks, cutting in, bounces it
nice
right
pass.
Under the basket into the hands of William Carey, who lays it in.
And they've been able to do that effectively all evening long.
78-53, Rockford East. Andrew drives in from the right side, up with the left hand, missed it, but he's fouled. 4:01 to go in the game. Andrew Anderson will shoot two free throws with the streaks down 25. That's right, 25. This is the most points the streaks have given up all season, easily. Their previous high was 60 in a loss to Rock Island back on December 8th.
And I can't remember us giving up 78 points.
That's what I was just
to
thinking.
Anybody
not
for
just,
a game
not just this
in
season,
a long time,
yeah.
Let alone with 4 minutes still to go in the ballgame.
Even in some of the games where the streaks had been blown out by an opponent, it still would be, you know, 60-something to 40-something maybe. Anderson missed both free throws to compound the frustration. And the rebound dribbles out of bounds, untouched. It'll go back to Rockford East.
Reminded of that old song, Mama said there'd be days like this.
Yeah, why did it have to be tonight? Right?
Absolutely.
You got to go play Danville on Saturday. This is not the way the Streaks wanted to go into that game. Rockford East still playing with a lot of energy. Here's a pull-up jumper missed by Evan Bell on the right side. And the rebound by Mitchell Sampson for the Silver Streaks. Thank goodness the sophomores won tonight, 62-54. Otherwise, it would have been a really long night. Jacob Young misses a three from the outside. Ball ripped away by Eric Davidson. Tries to go back up with it, and he got fouled.
Good hustle by Eric there to try to make something happen.
Yep. Like that. 16 foul on Rockford East. First of the game on Dorian Jones. As Roy Sackmaster continues to shuffle players in and out. Trying to get a lot of his players into the game with this 25-point lead. And off on the inbound from the left corner. Misses it. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Rockford East. Streaks will hang on to it. One of the things we haven't talked about, as we often do with Roy Sackmaster over there leading the Rockford East sidelines. Of course, a pivotal player in that Rockford Boylan team in 98 as Tylan Parks drives in from the right side. Misses. Marcus Pennington with a rebound. He was a sharpshooter from the outside.
He certainly could play.
Almost single-handedly brought back Rockford Boylan in that super sectional game, which the Silver Streaks won in overtime. Down low to Marcus Pennington up and in, and now Rockford East has 80.
And he's done a very, very good job here at Rockford
East. He really has. Driving in from the right side, Mitchell with the up and under gets fouled right in front of the basket, 2:45 to go. You know, Steve, I didn't think about it until just now. This is a tournament game, which means if Rockford East gets it up to 30, I mean, I know there's only 2:45 to go in the game, but Rockford East gets up by 30, that's continuous clock, right?
Yes.
In a tournament game.
Yes, and I don't know if I've ever seen that or even come close to seeing that against our ball.
Against Galesburg, yeah. Galesburg's done it to some teams, but, yeah, I can't think of a time when the Streaks have ever had it done to them in their own tournament.
Never.
2:45 to go. Sampson makes the second free throw, 80-54. Rockford East into the front court. Dorian Jones on the right side. Back at the volleyball corner. Left side over to Sincere Parkle. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Jones, free throw line, throws it behind him. Really caught in the air in a bad spot. He was lucky Hodge was behind him. That's Chris Hodge. Now inlet pass to the big man Pennington. At 6'5", step back from the low blocks, and he hits again. He's got two baskets in the
very
quarter.
Very good with his back to the basket here, scoring from inside.
82-54, 28-point Rockford East lead with 2:10 to go in the game. Young on the outside, up top Eric Davidson. To the right side, Mitchell. Now Tylan Parks, back to Sampson on the right elbow. Mitchell dribbles once left, now gives it off to Parks. Driving in from the right side, from the top.
Nice move by Tylan.
Takes the low blocks and in.
Used his body beautifully. Got the little power slide shot.
82-56. Minute 45 to go in the game. Streaks are going to drop to 12-4 on the season as Rockford East will win for the seventh time in the last eight games. Drive in and a teardrop rolls off the rim. In a good battle under the boards, Eric Davidson controls for the Silver Streaks after the dribble drive miss. Kobe Ramirez into the front court on the right wing. Cut off as he tries to drive in from the right side, back behind into Parks. Tylan into the right side. Eric Davidson shoots a 19-footer, missed it. Rebound fought for. And it's Rockford East who comes up with it. Quickly into the front court, into the right corner, Jones. Down low, batted out, into the hands of Tylan. Drives all the way, blocked on the layup on the right side, tried to scoop it up under the basket. Kobe with the offensive rebound. That won't go. Scramble for the rebound. Ramirez again comes up with it. There's those good football hands underneath, being strong, ripping the fumble away from the opposition, right? Now he's going to get two.
Good effort by Kobe there, playing hard, trying to make something happen, sticking his nose in there and trying to keep the ball alive on the glass. Great athlete that he is there.
Got his own offensive rebound. And the first free throw high and way off to the left. It's Kobe's first free throw attempt of the season, at least on the varsity level. I take it back. That's his third. He was 0-for-2 sometime back in 2017. Maybe at the Thanksgiving tournament. I don't remember him shooting free throws.
That seems like a long time ago now.
He missed them both. Dorian Jones with a rebound. Streaks down 26 with under a minute to go in the game. Driving in from the right side. There's Parkell driving into the lane. He's cut off. Now to the outside. Three on the way by Hodge. Rolls off. And the rebound's off Rockford East out of bounds. Off of Bell. And it'll go back to the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, I look over at Coach Reynolds, and he's just he's frustrated tonight. Very frustrated, and rightfully so here.
Yep. It'll be a short post-game interview, I'm confident, as Tylan takes it in.
And I understand that totally.
And Evan Bell with a rebound, and now knocked out of bounds. Rockford East couldn't handle it. Silver Streaks force a turnover and get it back. Down to the last 25 seconds to go in a 26-point E-Rabs lead. Tylan on the left side on the inbound. And guard him, but he doesn't shoot. Now down the lane, good feed from Davidson
to Kobe.
Nice pass
by Davidson, a good back cut by Kobe.
Ramirez lays it in. It's 82-58. Final 10 seconds. What do you think, Steve? Go ahead and go with Nick Fields.
Yes, he made a lot of things happen. He tried to get us back in the ball game with his energy.
Tylan with a steal, and that's how the game ends, 82-58 Rockford East. So Nick Fields, our day's auto body crunch time player of the game, but not in a good way as the streaks fall. 82-58, they dropped to 12-4 on the season, and down at Quincy, things not going a whole lot better. The Galesburg girls trailing there 28-17 that game on WGIL. We'll have our post game from John Thiel Gym when we come back on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
There's only one place to go after an accident. We have rental cars, detail for life, and plenty of Dave's Gator Sauce to go around. Come to Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
The $1 down and then $10 a month deal at Planet Fitness is now on through January 10th. That's $1 down and then $10 a month to be in the thumbs up emoji place. Yes, I just said thumbs up emoji. It means that you're in the judgment-free zone. That's $1 down and then $10 a month. Join in club or online at planetfitness.com by January 10th. The world judges. We don't. Planet Fitness. Be free.
Join our new Galesburg location next to Yim Chevrolet. Hurry, this $1 down, $10 a month offer ends Wednesday, January 10th.
See club for details.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
The forecast from the Laser, a wind chill advisory is in effect from midnight tonight until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. For the rest of tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of -6 with a wind chill down to 14 below zero. Sunshine likely for tomorrow with a high of 8 above with a wind chill to 17 below zero. Clear skies for tomorrow night with a low of negative 11 with a wind chill to 20 below zero. And sunshine likely for Saturday with a high of 13. Right now it's 5 at Pure Rock, 92.7 FM, The Laser.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
82-58, Rockford East defeats the Galesburg High School boys basketball team here to open the Martin Luther King Tournament. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee as Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now. Coach, I'm just going to let you start. I have a feeling I know what you're going to say about why things did not go the way we wanted here tonight. Starts on where, within your mind, offensively or defensively?
Well, energy, defensively. You know, I don't know that we've given up more points than that in 9.5 years, to be real honest with
Absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, that's what I talked about. Nothing even close.
I can't imagine we have, but, you know, I guess somebody, you know, with better records than me, but I've never seen a team come in here and just do whatever they wanted and be so comfortable and run around, just shoot threes and walk around and hate to see them with all five of their starters.
True enough.
My question, and I know that, you know, if you could answer this probably the way that, you know, you felt like that you were 100% accurate, you, again, would be a millionaire many times over. What do you think happened in this? And I know you want to go back and sit down and think about this a little while and probably watch some tape too, but in your mind, what did you see happen? How come?
Well, I think for 2 days we've worked on getting back on defense and pushing the ball and trying to get some easy baskets, and then we come out here and we give them 3 or 4 uncontested layups. Their bad shooters hit shots because they're in a rhythm. I mean, when you give guys layups, they get in a rhythm. You know, I mean, I shouldn't say bad shooters. They're low percentage shooters, you know. Their best shooter didn't even get a shot. You know, their leading three-point shooter in school history didn't get a three-point shot until, you know, midway in the second quarter. Didn't make one until the third quarter. You know, Cornell, he couldn't get a shot off of. But, you know, Cornell can't guard every guy out there. At some point, you know, start with the first play of the game where they're drivers, you're supposed to drop. They drive right in there, flip it to 15, lays it in. So, I mean, if that's the focus you're going to have 4 seconds into the game, I mean, I don't know what else to do. I guess we start different guys, and we may have to Saturday. Unfortunately, on Saturday, we're going to play a team that would beat them by 40. So I guess that means we're going to lose 90-20.
So what becomes then the – I mean, you don't want to tell your kids that, or do you want to tell your kids?
Well, I mean, I think it's common knowledge. I think it's common knowledge. I mean, you know, Danville is one of the top 4A teams in the state, and – you know, we're going to have, you know, we can't get tested anymore, any game that we're going to play all year than that. And I hope that we have a lot better energy than we have. You know, they're the ones that traveled on a cold school bus here. You know, they weren't in a charter bus. You know, sometimes I think our guys feel like, you know, I mean, we treat them really well. But then, unfortunately, I think sometimes, you know, we're not quite as hungry as we need to be, you know, as maybe we were when we were younger. Or when I say younger, I mean when I was here earlier. You know, I mean, obviously, today we weren't real hungry out here. You know, the hungrier team, the more aggressive team, the team with more energy won the game. And not only did they win it, they pounded us.
So does the effort or does the message for Saturday then, because not because of necessarily who you're playing, but just because that's the next game, does the message in terms of preparation become for that, become less about the team that you're playing and more about your own team and having the kids look inside and say, you've got to find a better way to go about your business then?
Well, at some point we're going to have to, because, you know, we're going to have to we'll have to reevaluate everything. I mean, you could be by 30 points on your home floor to a 500 team. I mean, it's not like they're 20-1. They're 500. They're 8-6. You know, I mean, they're a little over 500. And I know they've played some good teams, and they've been on a little hot streak lately, but they weren't beating teams at Christmas by 30 points. So I don't know, you know, and they're missing one of their better players. So lack of energy, lack of effort, and, you know, lack of leadership. So we got to be better. And, you know, we can blame whatever we want. You know, there's a lot of blame. You know, you can play a blame game. We could do that all day long and make people feel better about it. But in actuality, we got pounded on our home floor, and we have 7 seniors in the locker room. And at some point, they're going to have to say, enough's enough. You know, there's some games we shouldn't have lost this year. We all are aware of what those are. And today wasn't one of them, because they pounded us and continually pounded us. and continually pounded us. I mean, they were having their subs do whatever they wanted. They were throwing lob passes, they're laughing, they're joking. And I would say, if you on paper, they're probably the third or fourth best team in the Martin Luther King term out of the other five that are coming besides us.
What do we do tomorrow, practice-wise?
Well, you know, I mean, we've got, obviously, it's going to be cold again, so we got two separate schedules, whether it's cold or hot or warmer, I guess, with school. But we're not taking days off, you know. I mean, it obviously, we look like we took a day off today, so I think we're ready to have a nice two, maybe three, 4 or 5 hour practice tomorrow. We'll figure it out.
All right, go to it, Coach. Thanks, as always, for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Hey, the game's on Huddle. If you want to rewatch it again tonight, Cheese, you probably still have your password. It'd be a lot of fun to watch twice.
He's a stand-up guy. He comes up here and he doesn't, you know, give any excuses. He says it the way he sees it. And I know this. You know, I know we're going to play a ball club on Saturday that on paper, and I haven't seen them on film, but no, listening to him is going to be a really fine ball club. But I think you'll see a Galesburg ball club go down there on Saturday and be the kind of club that we're used to. So whatever it takes tomorrow, and I think our guys will respond with a nice effort on Saturday.
82-58, the final here. We'll take a break, come back, look at our final numbers from the statistical category as Galesburg drops to 12-4, losing the opening game of this Martin Luther King tournament here at Thiel Gym. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball, a special WGIL sports presentation on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
You need them for work. You need them for play. You live in your boots and you're hard on them, which is why you need brands that have stood the test of time, brands that are worth the price. You'll find them at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. They have an impressive selection of Red Wing and Timberland boots that'll keep your feet safe, comfortable, and dry. And they offer 15% off all boots every single day. Get old-fashioned service and boots you can live in. When it's time for new boots, it's got to be Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the Laser.
82-58 the final. Rockford East knocks off the Silver Streaks as they go to 9-6 on the season. Silver Streaks drop to 12-4. And before we get into our final stats here, Steve, I'll say it again, and you can appreciate it. You alluded to it there as we headed into the break. I always appreciate any coach who does this game in and game out. He's got to talk to us before the game, then he comes up and talks to us after the game. Win, lose, doesn't matter. These kinds of games are not, and the media is the last group of people you want to go talk to after losing on your home court by 24. But he does it, and he doesn't come up here and make excuses. I mean, we weren't necessarily looking for any moral victories up here either, trying to find, you know, the bright side where there was no bright side. It wasn't like we were trying to do that. But he comes up here and just very frankly says, you know, we got run out of our own gym, and that's unacceptable. And, you know, I give him credit for doing that because, I mean, I've worked with coaches who don't want anything to do with anybody a game, and he comes up and gives us five minutes afterwards.
You're exactly right. I feel like I know him as well as anybody here, and he's a stand-up guy in everything he does. He tells it like it is. He understands that being the face of this program, one of the most elite programs around, that he's got to do a little bit of everything, and part of that sometimes is the stuff that you don't necessarily want to do, and that is, like you said, coming up here and talking after you get pounded in your own gym and give an honest answer. So, I mean, you know, he does what you're supposed to do. He does the right thing, and he didn't throw anybody on the bus. He just set as a ball club, and as a coaching staff, we weren't very good tonight, and we've got to be better, and we'll do whatever is necessary to make it better. And I feel like that on Saturday, you'll see a much, much different ball club in terms of what our effort is and the results.
82-58, the final. Let's go to our final numbers, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Let's start off with the team numbers, Steve.
Yeah, shooting-wise, again, not bad. I mean, I shouldn't say not bad. 24 out of 66 is not good. It's 38%. But we had periods of time where we did shoot the ball well. Again, our three-point field goal percentage was just not very good. And some of this we're not getting in out of rhythm. They're spot-up threes where there's no rhythm to it. The ball hasn't been moving. They're not wide open. We're only 3 out of 18 from that. They, on the other hand, shot 28 out of 58 for 48%. Very, very good. And we're 10 out of 22 for 45%.
And that's after they shot 0 of 7 from three-point range in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Which means the rest of the game, they were 10 out of 15.
Yeah.
And I know that's going to be another thing that's going to crawl under the skin of Coach Reynolds.
And as they watch the film, they'll watch dribble penetration after dribble penetration and dump offs after that penetration to wide open threes with guys having great rhythm and knocking them down. And that's, again, something that they'll watch until the cows come home and make that a point of emphasis. Rebounding-wise, we out-rebounded them 35-22. They had more turnover.
35-32,
I'm sorry. And turnover-wise, we committed 12, which is, again, in a fast-paced game where there's lots of possessions, very good. They committed 17 with lots of those there in the final period,
right,
a little bit during what you would call, what fans sometimes call, garbage time. But just
inconsequential.
Yes,
yep.
Just tremendous, tremendous effort here by Rockford East. They've got to get credit, but also we did not have anywhere close to an A, a B, or a C game here tonight.
Individual scoring. ERABs put 4 players in double figures, led by Shaden Clanton with 17. Scott Gowan had 14. Devontae Sims, 13. Gowan, meanwhile, was a leading three-point shooter in school history that Coach Reynolds was referring to. He was 2 of 4 from three-point range, as he got off only one three-point shot in the entire first half, but still finished in double figures with 14. Devontae Sims, 13. He was the big man down low, had a double-double with 12 rebounds. And Zylik Banks off the bench had 4 three-pointers for 12 points. Then you've got Chris Burnell with 8, Tyvion Horton with 7. We go Marcus Pennington with 4 late in the game. Demarion Dickens had 3. William Carey and Dorian Jones each finished with 2. Evan Bell and Sincere Parkell did not score, neither did Chris Hodge. For the Silver Streaks, I guess we did get one player in double figures. That was Andrew Anderson, and he had 6 in the fourth quarter to finish with 12 for the game. Nick Fields, Jacob Carl had 9. Nick Fields was our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Quinn Anderson finished with 6. Clark Hawkins, Khalil Hodge each had 5. Jalen McCants, Kobe Ramirez, Cornell Dotson, Tylen Parks had 2. Mitchell Sampson had 1. Jacob Young did not score for the Silver Streaks, neither did Eric Davidson. 82-58 the final. We'll wrap things up from John Thiel Gym when we come back after this final timeout of Silver Streaks boys basketball on the Laser.
You know, Brad,
with 3 kids in school and sports, most days you feel like an unpaid taxi driver. Your shuttle runs from the second you leave work till sometimes 10 o'clock. But lately, you're not comfortable driving at night. You've never had a problem before, but it feels like you just can't see well.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans, but thanks to Kehoe Eye Care, you won't have to dread driving at night any longer. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology and expertise to determine why your night vision is poor and the options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Calling all superfans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the Laser.
Final score from John Thiel Gym. Galesburg drops to 12-4 after losing 82-58 to Rockford East. Steve, I'm not going to ask you about the three keys to the game because I think it's pretty evident that we didn't hit probably any of them here tonight. But I am going to ask you about something you and I were just talking about off air. I really hadn't thought about it. I certainly have nightmare visions of playing Danville even before we come off a 24-point loss. How crucial does that game on Saturday become against a sixth-ranked team in 4A coming off of this performance?
You know, I just talked about that the big picture is something that, you know, coaches have to keep their eye on, as well as staying right in the moment from one game to the next, practice to practice, et cetera, quarter, possession, whatever. But here again, a ball club, as I say, coming into the season that no one expected a lot of, with not very much experience, winning. We've had a great start. We've blown a couple games in terms of having some quarters get away from us. This is the first time that we ran into a buzzsaw. Some of it are doing, a lot of it them playing really well. We're going to have one of those, I think, with that kind of ball club. Now, how we react from this, I think, will tell us a whole lot about where we're going. And I'm not necessarily saying we've got to win the game on Saturday. Absolutely, that's what we're going to try to do. But how we come out and play, how do we react from this? Do we go back out there and stick our nose in it and really try to compete, or do we get back and become a little tentative? I know that Coach Reynolds will have them ready to do the latter there, but that's going to be a real big key. We need to go down there and compete and leave that ball game where we felt like we accomplished something.
St. Joseph Ogden will be the location at their shootout, Mac and Mike Reynolds' old stomping grounds. Again, his previous coaching job before he came to Galesburg was down in that neck of the woods, and so that's one of the reasons we're going back to that direction. But play a much, much better game that day against a team that's lost twice all season, once to Chicago Simeon, if that tells you anything. And it's going to be a battle coming up on
Saturday.
Looking
forward to seeing this, how we come out and react to this.
And that'll be on WGIL. Galesburg girls, meanwhile, fell down at Quincy 36-32. So just a rough day overall for Galesburg High School basketball. We thank you for being with us here for Silver Streaks Basketball on this special WGIL sports presentation on the Laser. Our thanks to Cody McIntyre at the downtown studios. For Steve Cheeseman to my right, I'm Brad Benowitz. We'll get you back to your regular programming here on the Laser as we close things out for now. Thanks for being with us. Streaks fall, sophomores win, and that wraps things up from John Thiel Gym in this opener of the Martin Luther King Tournament. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.